This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy says American society should re-examine the choices it is making about who goes to prison and for how long. Kennedy made his remarks during an appearance yesterday at the American Bar Association. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
In an unusually blunt speech to the ABA last summer, Justice Kennedy, a conservative Reagan appointee to the High Court, called on the nation's largest association of lawyers to conduct a study of the state and federal systems of sentencing and incarceration, noting that the U.S. imprisons people at a rate 8 times that of other developed countries. Kennedy said it is not for the courts to invalidate an unwise system, but he said,
"Our resources are being misspent, our punishments are too severe, and our sentences are too long."
In response to Kennedy's call for a new study, the Bar Association appointed a committee of prosecutors, judges, and defense lawyers. Yesterday, the committee formally presented its report to Kennedy. While the justice said it would not be appropriate for him to comment on specific recommendations, he endorsed the overall thrust of the report.
The political slogan, "Tough on Crime," should not lead us into moral blindness when there are over 2.1 million people in prison in the United States. When, in my former state, California, when the cost is about $27,000 a year per prisoner, when school children in California schools are allocated only about $5,000+ each, this society better ask itself how it's allocating its resources.
The ABA report noted that in a sharp departure from historical trends, the percentage of U.S. residents in prison today has skyrocketed. It is now higher than the percentage in any other country. The dollar cost has risen dramatically, too. Between 1982 and 1999, the committee reported, money spent on prisons nationwide jumped by 400%, from $9 billion to $49 billion. The statistical trends for minorities are even starker. An African-American male born this year, for instance, has a 1 in 3 chance of serving a prison term at some point in his lifetime. Some of the system's disproportionate effect on minorities is due to high crime in poorer minority neighborhoods, concludes the report, but some is due to tougher sentences for crimes that occur particularly in those neighborhoods. Thus, for example, crack cocaine, a drug far more typical in the black population, is the only drug that triggers a mandatory minimum sentence in the federal system. For this and other reasons, the ABA called for the abolition of mandatory minimum sentences, declaring that they produce straitjacketed, sometimes unjust results that give prosecutors more power than judges. Instead, the committee recommended the adoption of a system of broad sentencing ranges in which each sentence would have to be justified and an appeal permitted if the sentence were outside the range. That's the system used in Minnesota, a system that committee chairman Stephen Salzberg called a model.
We can't find anyone in Minnesota who's critical. The legislature likes it, judges like it, the prosecutors like it, defense lawyers respect it. I mean, that's the kind of model I would think that each jurisdiction, state and federal, would really want to aspire to.
Indeed, said Salzberg, many states are backing away from mandatory minimum sentences as too costly and too likely to incarcerate relatively minor criminal offenders for long periods. The data from the state shows that the crime rate has not been reduced more in states with high rates of incarceration than in states with lower rates of incarceration, said the ABA report. And yet Congress continues to up the ante for crimes in the federal system, especially drug crimes. ABA Committee Chairman Salzberg says he hopes that the data his committee compiled will persuade Congress to take a different tack.
Would it make a difference? I don't know.
Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.